The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just before we begin, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our saint for the day, Saint Marianne Cope. And usually I weave this into the message of the homily, but I couldn't really do it today. But I've never celebrated this saint with you before, I don't believe. So Saint Marianne Cope, everybody's heard of Saint Damien of Molokai, the leper priest. And he went to Molokai and contracted leprosy, giving his life away in such a Christ-like fashion, giving his life for the service of his people, literally. Well, not a lot of people have heard of Saint Marianne, who picked up where Father Damien left off. Saint Marianne Cope came in the very last years of the life of Father Damien to Molokai to care for the lepers. She cared for Saint Damien in his last days, and she brought with her Franciscan sisters who cared for the poor people of Molokai. And understand, in that time, they believed that to be among the lepers was to die of leprosy. We have a much clearer understanding today of leprosy, and we know that it's genetic and that not everybody can contract it. But what we have in Saint Marianne Cope is a living saint, because she lived every day knowing that, expecting to die as a martyr, but she never did. We'll talk about more of her in future years, but I just wanted to let you know a little bit about her. What I really wanted to say today was about the psalm response. We've just gotten finished saying, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek." And you all repeated it multiple times. "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek." What the heck does that mean? Okay, let's understand. By understanding what we mean by priest, and by understanding who this mysterious character Melchizedek is. Now, as I've mentioned before, a priest is a mediator, a go-between, between God and man, who brings about a union between God and man by means of sacrifice. And the best example of that in the Old Testament was Moses. Right? Moses was a go-between. People took their concerns, their prayers to Moses. Moses prayed to God, and by his sacrifice and prayer brought about a union between God and the people. And that's why there have always been priests in Judaism. They're all descendants of Moses. Anybody with the name Khan or Kohen or Cohen, it's just a Hebrew word for priest, descendants of Moses. In fact, little known fact, they actually did a genetic study on people with the last name Cohen, and they all had the same trait, showing they were all descended from somebody. So they're all descendants of Moses. So we always think of Catholic priests and Jewish rabbis, but there have always been and are Jewish priests, right? Descendants of Moses. Well, we say that Jesus is the real priest, because he's the perfect mediator between God and man, because he is God and he is man. And he brings about a union between God and man by means of his own sacrifice, okay? So that's the understanding of what it means by when we say priest. Let's take a look at this character of Melchizedek. Who is he? Very mysterious Old Testament character who shows up together with Abraham in the book of Genesis. Okay? Melchizedek is called a king and a priest of God Most High. First person in the whole Bible ever to be called a priest. And he's not a priest of Baal, and he's not a priest of Moloch or any of the Canaanite gods. He's a priest of the God of Israel, your God and mine. And he shows up together with Abraham in the Old Testament just after Abraham fights a battle. Little known fact about Abraham, he fought four armies, okay, in the book of Genesis, four kings. And when he won, he reclaimed his cousin Lot, who had been captured in battle. And after the battle was over, along comes his character Melchizedek, and he says to Abraham, let's offer a sacrifice of praise to God. And Melchizedek offers bread and wine, and he disappears. You never hear from him again. No one knows where he came from, and no one knows where he went. He came from God, and he went back to God. And Jesus came from God and went back to God. He's not a descendant of Moses. Jesus was a descendant of David. That's why they say Jesus is a priest in the line of Melchizedek. Okay. Now, so too is every Catholic priest. Because here's our understanding of the priesthood. The priest is an extension of Jesus' own activity. Jesus is the only priest. That's why at Mass I take a piece of bread and I say, this is my body. I do not say, this is Jesus' body. The Lord's working through the priest, right? The priest hears a confession. I absolve you of your sins. He does not say, Jesus absolves you of your sins. Because Jesus is working through the priest. Okay. And now for my point for the day. You too are a priest in the line of Melchizedek because of your baptism. Okay? Baptism is not a cute ceremony for babies. It is a mystical union with the person of Christ. Now, it's not the same as the ordained priesthood. However, it does mean that because you're one with him, you can bring about a union between God and man by means of sacrifice, namely your own sacrifice. Every sacrifice of your life you want to offer in union with the Lord. That's my point for the day. Never let a sacrifice be wasted. There's a line in the Mass. You've heard it a million times. The priest says, pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. When I say my sacrifice, I'm talking about Jesus on the cross. Right? I'm offering that for you and for me because I'm a priest. Right? But when I say my sacrifice and yours, I'm talking about both of us as baptized people who want to offer every single sacrifice in our lives for a reunion of our splintered and troubled world and for any other intention you might want. You know, St. Therese, as I've mentioned to you before, she said, my whole strength lies in prayer and sacrifice. These are my invincible arms. They can move hearts far better than words. I know it by experience. The real power, I really believe this, the real power in our world today is not wielded by governments or congresses or parliaments or presidents or prime ministers or anybody else or courts. The real power in our world today is the power to change lives and move hearts. And you have it. We all have it. That's what it means when you say you are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Don't forget that. Little something to help you pray, little something to help you live. Make sure that no sacrifice ever goes to waste. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Marianne Cope, pray for us.